were designed to help correct these defects of character and so help remove the obsession to drink. The 12 steps, which to me are a spiritual way of living, soon meant honest thinking, not wishful thinking, open-mindedness, a willingness to try, and a faith to accept. They meant patience, tolerance, and humility, and above all, the belief that a power greater than myself could help. That power I chose to call God. A willingness to do whatever I was told to do simplified the program for me. Study the AA book, don't just read it. They told me to go to meetings, and I still do at every available opportunity, whether I am at home or in some other city. Attending meetings has never been a chore to me, nor have I attended them with a feeling of just doing my duty. Meetings are both relaxing and refreshing to me after a hard day. They said, get active, so I helped whenever I could, and I still do. A spiritual experience to me meant attending meetings and seeing a group of people all there for the purpose of helping each other, hearing the 12 steps and the 12 traditions read at a meeting, and hearing the Lord's Prayer, which in an AA meeting has such great meaning, "Thy will be done, not mine." A spiritual awakening soon came to mean trying each day to be a little more thoughtful, more considerate, a little more courteous to those with whom I came in contact. To most of us, making amends will take the rest of our lives, but we can start immediately. Just being sober will be making amends to many we have hurt by our drunken actions. Making amends is sometimes doing what we are capable of doing, but failed to do.